Hey, hey, welcome to Kish Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Andy, and I'm here with Ari Weiner.
Hello.
Today, we'll be interviewing Josh Edelglass, who is pretty much the primary founder of the Kish Ronia program.
Can you describe what Kish Ronia is?
Sure. Kish Ronia is a special program that we run for Tzad Bet. We run it in Machzor Sheni, the second session every summer. And the idea of Kish Ronia is to give Tzad Bet Chanichim and Chanichot a very high-level experience and a very specialized experience. So we bring in each year 10, 11, 12 different specialists in areas, some of which are things that we normally do at camp, and here's a chance to get even deeper into them. And many of the Kishroniot are things that we don't do at camp, so here's an opportunity to have other cool and fun experiences that you wouldn't normally get at camp.
So what was the inspiration behind Kishronia?
So Rabbi Gelb came up with the idea back in, I think it was 2007, and it was one of the first sort of big programmatic innovations that he and I worked on together. And the original thought was we wanted to improve the programming at camp. Like, we had good chugim that were happening, but we wanted to really raise the level of everything that we're doing at camp. And we really wanted to try to compete as a Ramah camp with a lot of the specialty camps that were out there. Particularly about 10, 15 years ago, that was a big wave that was sweeping the camping movement, this idea of these specialty camps. It's still the case today. And we said we wanted to be able to position Camp Ramah in a way to compete with them so that we would be able to give kids the incredible Jewish experience that I think camp has always been known for, and also be able to offer a high-level program. So the idea is that, like, we don't want families to have to choose, oh, well, do I want to have this great Jewish experience, or do I want to actually be able to, you know, do great art or be able to have high-level sports? So we want people to be able to do both things. Come to Ramah, you're going to be able to get both. And we also thought sort of a secondary goal was, for a long time, Machzor Sheni was significantly smaller than Machzor Rishon, and we wanted something else to just make Machzor Sheni to be special and to give, you know, older kids a reason to either extend to come for full, or even younger kids as they're thinking about, well, do I want to come first session or second session, a reason to think about coming second session. So all these were goals in the mix when we were starting to put the program together.
How do you set up / program Kishronia?
Well, it's very hard. It's a tremendous amount of work. As you can probably imagine, it's, you know, you're running 12 special high-level programming at camp on top of everything else that we're doing. It's not like all the other programs are canceled. We're still running the regular camp for all the other Eidot of camp, except for the two that are having Kishronia at any one time. So it's very complicated. It's a lot of work. I mean, it starts in the spring of really trying to, as we're hiring the specialists, we have conversations with everybody about what they want to do and what they need, and, you know, is there equipment that they're going to bring or that they need us to acquire from them, what sort of space they need, all that sort of stuff. And as we get closer, it's just a lot of logistical, a lot of scheduling and figuring out who's going to go in which mekomod. And, okay, well, if the basketball coaches are in the Beit Am Gadol, well, then where the Tzad Bet regular basketball chuyim going to go? Okay, well, those will happen on the Tzad Bet outdoor courts. Or where's Krav Maga going to go? Or, okay, we need to rent extra tents, or we need to go, you know, the Steampunk Kinetics Workshop gave Joe a list of all these tools that he needs, and we have these 10 things, but there's these 4 or 5 things that we got to go get or order on Amazon or whatever. It's just a lot of pieces, and just trying to, I like to keep a lot of lists and just check those lists, and you just sort of, I make a big to-do list with 100 things, and I just sort of check them off one at a time as Kishronia gets closer.
So how do you choose the topics and the people?
Ooh, good question. Well, overall, I'd say we want to have a mix of different types of activities that are going to appeal to chanichim with different types of interests. So we want some sports. We want some arts. We want other sorts of things like the cooking crew or the robotics. Like, we want to have a nice mix of interests. I think one of the reasons that Kishronia works so well is that generally, you know, although we offer 10, 11, 12 choices each year, kids are almost always able to get a top first, second, or third choice. So nobody's dipping any lower than that, which is great because kids are then in the gvuzot that they want to be in, which is important when you're going to do an intensive, you know, 4 hours a day experience. You want kids to be in groups that they're going to be happy and excited to do. So that's sort of one, if you want to have that mix. And then, you know, now we've been running the program for many years. There's some specialists that have been coming to us every year, and we love them. There's some specialists that come every couple of years, like Arnon, who's back for filmmaking, has been in the mix for about 10 years, but he doesn't come every year, but, you know, every second or third year he comes. And then every year we're also always interested in What's new? What would be exciting? Sometimes people approach us with an idea and we say, ooh, like maybe that could fit as a quinceañera. Or sometimes we get an idea. Like a couple years ago, I really wanted to have a circus thing. So we really went out to try and find a circus juggling somebody that could come and do it. So it's sort of a mix of all those things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it? All right. That was great.
We got two more groups.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Great.
I have a similar question.
Hi, Josh. Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
So how long has quinceañera been going on for?
I think that we have been doing this since 2007.
That's a long time. Who thought of the idea?
So the idea was originally Rabbi Gelb's, and it was one of the first projects that he and I worked together, one of the first main programmatic projects at camp that he and I worked on together.
Mm-hmm. How was the idea? Yeah, so wait. How was the idea created?
So the initial idea that Rabbi Gelb had was, let's try to do something big, fun, special that could, one, really raise, elevate the level of programming that we were doing at camp. You know, we had a lot of great chugim that we were doing at camp, but we really wanted to try to bring some new things in and really try to offer the programming that we were offering at a higher level with more advanced stuff, more sophisticated programming. We were also specifically interested in something special for Machzor Sheni. Back in the day, Machzor Rishon, first session used to be a lot bigger than Machzor Sheni. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for things that would make Machzor Sheni special, give Tzad Bet, Chanichon, and Chanichim a reason to stay for the full summer, a reason for kids if they're thinking about, well, do I want to come first session or second session? Maybe something extra exciting to think about, oh, maybe I do want to come second session. So those are the original notions.
Oh, so part of the reason quinceañera was created was so more people had an inclined reason to go second session?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that was a secondary goal, but mm-hmm. definitely when we were thinking about, once we had the idea, okay, we want to do this special week, and then we were thinking about, okay, well, when during the kites do we want to do it? Very quickly, we were like, okay, we should do it second session, Machzor Sheni, because that'll be a really fun, exciting thing to go with, really, the Varsity Yom Ru, which was the other big program that used to happen, Machzor Sheni.
Yeah. So this is like a two-part question. Which quinceañera is your favorite? And if you were a camper, which one do you think that you would choose?
Wow, what good questions. Well, it's very hard to choose. The first question is very hard because I love them all. And I feel like I'm very invested in all 12 of the different programs. I spent a lot of time working with the specialists and just doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work to set them up. Somebody was asking me the other day, when I was a chanich, what would I have done? I might have done Frisbee. I think mural would have been very interesting to me. I think this podcasting quinceañera would have been very exciting to me as a kid.
What about now? Like now, if they had it for like the adults at camp, do you think you would still choose those same options?
No, you know what? If I could just do quinceañera today, I would want to do pickleball. Because
oh, really?
I discovered pickleball during the pandemic. It was one of our early pandemic. My wife, Steph, it was one of the early like pandemic purchases. You know, we bought a bunch of things online. Okay, we're going to be home for a while. Let's buy some entertainment. I must admit, I was very dubious at the pickleball order. But for the first year of the pandemic, the four Edelglasses, we played pickleball almost every day. It was great. And I love pickleball. And I would, if I could just do whatever I want right now, I'd go play pickleball.
So how do you find people for Kish? And how do you choose which options to choose?
It's a great question. So first of all, at this point, we're lucky that we've had a lot of great specialists that have been coming to us year after year. So I'm not starting from zero each year when we try to put this together. There's a lot of great people that I know. I like them. They run a great program who I can approach and say, hey, you did a great job last summer. You want to come back? And luckily, most of the specialists really enjoy being here and are very excited to come back. I don't have to do a lot of convincing to get people to come back. Then each year, we're always on the lookout for what's new, what would be something new and fun and exciting and current that we could add to the offerings. Sometimes people approach us. I mean, I get solicited all the time from this artist, this musician, this whatever. I mean, fill in the blank. Oh, you can imagine. We get lots of emails and phone calls of people that are interested in coming to camp and spending time at camp. So I sort of sort through those and weed through those and try to think about, okay, who do we think we're interested in? Is there anybody that might be a good fit for quinceañera? And then every now and then we get an idea of something that we want to go after. So like 5 or 6 years ago, we really got excited. I don't remember where the idea came from, but I really got excited by the idea of doing a circus something. And so I spent months trying to call around. There are some circus schools and juggling programs, and we really went out to try and find somebody who could come for that. So it's a mix of all those.
What new quinceañera would you choose to be added? Like if you had to pick a new one for next year, which one do you think you would choose?
That is a good question. Well, we've talked about trying to do lacrosse, like another sport sort of thing. And lacrosse, we've talked about for years. The problem with that is a Macomb problem. We just don't have another Migros. I have no place. We have no place to do it. If I could just snap my fingers and add something, I think lacrosse would probably be high on the list. I'm also always on the lookout for other fun, new, different sorts of art things that are just different from the regular hoog offerings at camp.
Thank you so much for coming and answering the questions.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Josh, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good, too. Thank you so much for coming to join us on the show today. It's a pleasure having you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So our first question is, why is Kish special to, like, second session?
Well, we really see Kishrodiya as one of the highlights of the camp program. And in fact, one of the original ideas for Kishroniya, well, the number one idea was we wanted high-level programming at camp. And in everything that we do, we're always trying to elevate what we do and have it be as high-level and as sophisticated as we can. Even in the regular hugim, I talk to parents and staff all the time about, like, you know, if you sign up for an Omanut hug, it's not going to be just like whatever glue and popsicle sticks, but it's like there's going to be real stuff. Even beyond that, we were looking for something that would be extra special and a real concentrated, intense experience. And then in Machzor Sheni, we were looking for something else. So, you know, we started this program back in, I think it was 2007, and we were just looking for other ways to make Machzor Sheni special. At the time, Machzor Rishon was a lot bigger than Machzor Sheni, and we were just looking for something cool that would make Machzor Sheni exciting and special and have kids want to be there. Also, as kids grow up on Sod Bed and more kids are staying for the full summer, we also really thought, you know, it's nice like around week six for the full summer, Chanichon and Chanichim, to really sort of just have an extra infusion of excitement and fun.
As I'm sure you've heard of the six-week slump.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, does that, like, protect against that? Having that fun thing that you can, like, hang out with friends.
And, yeah,
like,
for sure.
That you really want to do. Because, like, this is, like, Kish is, like, I was so excited. Like, the whole summer when I heard about it, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited to do that. So.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that because that's definitely the goal. Yes, absolutely. It's very intentional that Kish and I is almost always the week six. The only time we're not able to do it week six, sometimes we have to bump it to week seven because it always depends on where Tisha B'Av falls, and particularly when we're doing cooking stuff. If we got Tisha B'Av right smack in the middle of Kishroniya, yeah, that wouldn't be so good. It wouldn't definitely be so good for any of the sports or anything.
Now, like, the cooking crew can't really make any meat, like, people that are doing that.
That's true. When it's in the 9 days, that's an extra wrinkle. But I was actually just in there. They're making incredible stuff. But so, right, as hard as it is during the 9 days, if it was on the fast day, that would sort of bump it into impossible territory.
That would be really hard. But, I have a couple friends in cooking crew, and they were telling me, like, they're making really good food.
I've heard about how amazing their food is.
Yeah, the food's apparently, like, really good.
Sean and Jackie are pretty good chefs.
Yeah.
Anyways, for our next question is, when was Kish started?
I'm pretty sure that the first summer we ran Kishroniya was 2007. Wow. So we've been doing it for a while now.
So it's really become a thing here.
Yeah, definitely. It's become, like, a big thing.
It's very satisfying and gratifying to see what was, at the time, a totally just almost pie-in-the-sky idea of, like, it's hard enough just bringing in one or two special programs. So they were saying, okay, we're going to bring in like 10, 11, 12 special programs all simultaneously on top of each other, and to try to do that and still run everything else that we're running for all the other Edot and camp, all the regular Chugim and Limud and Shchia and everything else, and try to do all that at once. It was a very ambitious idea. It's so it's cool to me that it's really now established.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Like, really impressive that, like, you were able, like, the, like, camp was able to bring in so many different people, different specialists for so many different things that were able to come and, like, teach all of these intense, like,
programs.
Yeah. So our third question is there a reason for Kish only being a B-side only event?
Yes. I mean, if I could just snap my fingers, I would love to do it for Tzad Aleph too. And we've actually talked about trying to do it for Tzad Aleph. We do try to make a point that during the Kishroniya week, We run a few special Kishonia events for Tzadav. So like just yesterday, the basketball coaches came over to Tzadav during Menucha. The Frisbee coaches were on Tzadav during Menucha. Our known show and I were doing a talking comics session with kids during Menucha. So we do try to connect the Tzadav kids with Kishonia as well. Part of it is a logistical thing that it's just, you know, we keep our Kishonia specialists pretty busy all day running programming for Tzad Bet. We would almost need double the amount to do it for Tzad Aleph at the same time, and that would be more than we could do.
Yeah, we'd need like 2 weeks.
Right, and then the logistics of, it's hard, you know, getting these specialists here for who are amazing, talented specialists who are all very busy for just a couple days of one Kishonia block, or even there's a lot who are able to stay for the full week. You know, that's a pretty big ask, somebody to get people to come for the full week. And we had talked about, well, could we do like a separate Tzad Aleph Kishonia week and a Tzad Bet Kishonia week? That just seemed not feasible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after talking about it, I also like, to me, I mean, I love Tzad Aleph. You're not going to find somebody who loves Tzad Aleph more than I am, than I do. We do a lot of special programming for Tzad Aleph. I also think it's cool for kids to be able to grow up at camp, and that it's not exactly the same program that we run year after year, that we know, oh, when I get to Tzad Bet, there's some really cool things that are waiting for me, like the routines, you know, like Kishonia. And I think that that's not a bad thing. I think that's actually really a good thing.
Yeah, I definitely also like thinking about, like, you don't want to put an 8-year-old and teach them how to make a podcast. Like, or like,
well, you could, but it would be different, right? It would be a different type of program. I mean, I think like somebody like Micah, I'm sure, could do awesome programming for Tzad Aleph.
Yeah,
and again,
obviously,
if I could just snap my fingers and have Micah here for a week or 2 weeks, like, I'd be delighted to do. But, you know, we're just, that we're able to have Micah here for 2 days is very big for us and very exciting for us.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool to bank specials like Micah for, you know, for you all the Tzad Bet.
I was just thinking, like, also it would be different to, like, teaching younger kids. Like,
if we're going to B-side to, like, teaching really young kids how to do, like, special things.
That's true. Although, again, I think that, you know, one could do incredible stuff on Tzad Aleph. And, you know, when you have high-level specials like this, you know, like, just take the basketball coaches, for example. Like, you know, they're running an intensive program for the Tzad Bet kids, but they were able to do incredible stuff just in an hour with the Tzad Aleph kids. You know, they're experienced enough and talented enough to be able to know how, okay, I'm going to adjust my program this way and that way to be great for 8 or 9 year olds as opposed to for the teenagers.
Yeah, obviously. That makes like a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, what kish would you do if you had a choice? Like if you were a camper.
Yeah, if you were a camper and you could choose a kish to do.
Somebody was asking me that the other day. As a camper, I think I might have done, I mean, Frisbee would have been very exciting to me. The mural group, I think, would have been very exciting to me. Steampunk would have been exciting. Right now, today, if I could just drop anything and do whatever I wanted, I would love to do pickleball. I love pickleball. I discovered pickleball during the pandemic. And if I could just play pickleball for the rest of the day today, I would be very happy.
Yeah.
I've played pickleball before. It's pretty fun.
It's fun. I really love it.
I admit, I don't know how to play pickleball.
It's kind of like ping pong, but like giant.
Right, it's like ping pong, but you're standing on the table.
Yeah.
It's great. It's very fun.
It's very fun.
I've got to play it.
It's very fast paced because the court is not so big and the ball moves. It's almost like a wiffle ball moves very fast.
Yeah, it's kind of like tennis and ping pong put together.
Right.
And I know that you can play tennis.
I love tennis too, but pickleball might be rising in my estimation, even above tennis.
Well, I guess I just gotta play it at some point then.
Yeah. You should. It's fun.
You should. I played it in gym class at school because that's apparently part of the curriculum.
If the pickleball coaches have their way, it will continue to spread across the country.
I have one more question for you, and it's not really kish related, but
I'd say it's important.
We'd say it's important. I wanted to know, what is your opinion on putting slides on the bunk beds?
Putting slides on the bunk bed? Like a slide, like you could just slide off?
You have a ladder on one side, a slide on the other.
Like chutes and ladders.
Yeah, like in the morning, like I just don't like getting, like climbing down a ladder. Like my body hurts in the morning.
It makes
like,
it I'm, easier.
Like, I'm all for just, it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. And then it could be like a spring system where you just press a button and your mattress sort of tilts you just right into the slide.
That's
genius.
That's
actually
genius.
It feels like a sort of Wallace and Gromit situation.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed having you here. It was really amazing to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for asking these great questions.
Thanks for coming on the show.
We hope that you learned something. I know that I did.
Me too.
Thank you for tuning in to Kish Behind the Scenes, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.